WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your trusty guide on this wild ride we call life, especially if you happen to have that little spark of ADHD buzzing around in your brain. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Embracing self-compassion and understanding. Now, I know what you're thinking, Laura, another self-help pep talk. But trust me on this one, because it's about more than just positive affirmations. It's about rewiring our brains to be kinder to ourselves, especially when things inevitably get messy, which, let's face it, they often do, right? Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and your inner voice starts yelling, "Seriously, Laura, are you even trying?" Well, we need to hit the pause button on that harsh inner critic. It's time to replace those negative thoughts with a warm blanket of understanding and compassion. Think about it. How would you talk to your best friend if they were struggling? You wouldn't throw shade, right? You'd offer support, empathy, and maybe even a good old-fashioned hug. It's time to treat ourselves with the same level of kindness and care we extend to others. So, what does self-compassion actually look like in action? First off, it means recognizing that we're human beings, not robots programmed for perfection. We're going to make mistakes, we're going to have bad days, and sometimes our brains just decide to take a vacation during important meetings. That's okay. It doesn't mean we're failures. Instead of beating ourselves up over those slip-ups, let's acknowledge them with kindness. Okay, I mess up, say to yourself. What can I learn from this? How can I move forward? Remember, every stumble is a chance to learn and grow. Secondly, self-compassion involves practicing mindfulness. It's about paying attention to our thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative voices start creeping in, acknowledge them, but don't let them take over. Gently redirect your focus to something positive, a beautiful sunset, the smell of fresh coffee, or even the sound of your favorite song. Mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the present moment and break free from the cycle of self-criticism. And here's another golden nugget. Self-compassion isn't about making excuses for our actions. It's not about saying, "It's okay because I have ADHD," and using it as a shield to avoid accountability. No, no, no. Self-compassion means taking responsibility for our choices while still acknowledging that we're doing the best we can with the tools we have. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a musician who's just learning an instrument to be performing at Carnegie Hall on their first day, right? It takes time, practice, and a whole lot of patience. The same goes for us. We need to be patient with ourselves as we navigate the ups and downs of life, especially when ADHD throws some curveballs our way. Now let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer I met at a networking event. She's incredibly talented, but she constantly struggles with self-doubt. "I always feel like I'm not good enough," she confided in me. "Even when my work gets praised, I find myself thinking that it could have been better." Sarah's story resonated with me because it's a common struggle for many of us, especially those with ADHD. We tend to set high standards for ourselves and can be incredibly critical of our own work. But here is the thing. Sarah realized she was comparing herself to an idealized version of herself rather than celebrating her unique strengths. She started focusing on her accomplishments, big and small, and acknowledging the effort she put into her work. She also learned to practice self-care, taking breaks, engaging in activities that bring her joy, and surrounding herself with supportive people. Sarah's journey reminds us that embracing self-compassion is a continuous process. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to be kind to ourselves along the way. So, what are you going to do differently today? How can you extend more compassion towards yourself? Maybe it's as simple as saying a kind word to yourself in the mirror or taking a few minutes to practice mindfulness. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about accepting ourselves, flaws and all, and showing ourselves the same love and understanding we would offer a dear friend. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love today. And if you found any nuggets of wisdom in here that resonated with you, leave a comment below and let me know. Remember, beautiful souls, you are worthy of love, compassion, and acceptance. Now go out there and shine your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.